Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No more f***ing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't f***ing help you. Only you can f***ing help you. Grab your f***ing balls, get a f***ing notebook, and write down what the f*** you're going to do this year. And this is it. You're not going to have these problems. F*** the drugs. F*** the cigarettes. F*** that dumb bitch. It all starts f***ing today, all right? No more f***ing excuses. That's the f***ing. This is the year of the f***ing soldier.
There's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting.
Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men in hard times.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
You should be a monster. He said you should be a monster, you should be ruthlessly ambitious, and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
It might be April where you are, and you were expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. I was out yesterday, getting after it. Had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR'd that bitch. So, no one cares what you did yesterday. The only matter is doing today. Those who take me literally. So, I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better. Not for those who want to stay the same.
Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're matured, they'll struggle, then weather through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the...
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
It's a man's game tonight now. You know that. It's a man's game tonight. Here we come. Here we come. It's a man's game now.
I believe so much in myself, and I have a bulletproof mind. And when I go out there, I know what I'm able to do. And I do it good.
It's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. It's a Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight.
People call it arrogant, I call it confidence. Ignorant people call it arrogant, intelligent people call it confidence.
There are no solutions, only trade-offs. What's that mean to you?
that you're never going to completely solve anything in your life or in the world, and there's always going to be compromises that you have to make. And if you aren't willing to make those compromises, or you don't keep your mind open for those compromises, you're going to run into some real problems. But if you look at it, and the fact that you know you might put a little more effort over here and it's going to take away from some effort over there, you can't just do everything at once. So yeah, no solutions, only trade-offs.
We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
I can't. You can't? Are you f***ing kidding me? You just said I can't? Like, I want to bitch slap that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't have time for people that are weak and they say I can't. No, you can. You will.
You gotta look at things and say, like, at a certain point, like, eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcome. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become?
Yeah, that's big.
And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome, right? Just go for it. Work.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities. And then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through. Okay, if I don't see this through, I'm going to be digging ditches. That's what I tell myself. When I don't want to come here and I don't want to do this and I get tired of, you know, doing what I do, which happens to everybody. You go through ups and downs. I pretend like I have zero options. I say, well, if I don't do this, bro, I'm going to be digging ditches. So I better show the fuck up and get it done. And that might sound ridiculous to you because that's not the truth anymore. But I still tell myself that, and that's how I operate. So you have to pick something. And then you have to commit to it for as long as that's going to take to make sure that you see it through.
Most of the reason that we're afraid to fail is because we're afraid of dying in an abstract reality. We think, oh, we catastrophize. Okay, I'll lose my job and then no one will like me and then I won't be able to get a job again and then I'll be homeless and then I'll die. Like, it's just, right? Like, that's how we go, right? But when I thought through, I was like, what would actually happen? So if I went there and I failed, what would I do? I was like, well, I'd apply to business school. And I'd have this cool story, and they like entrepreneurs or people who tried to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be fine. This would be okay. And I have plenty of friends who would let me sleep on the couch if I had to. I could go back to mom and dad's house with my tail between my legs, which I felt was honestly the most horrifying thing that I could imagine, going back home as a failure.
Yes.
But the idea, the one that got me out of it was, I can always get the job back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this is actually a significantly lower risk move than I'm perceiving it to be. I can get the job back, or I can get another job that's comparable.
Right.
I have the experience, and me doing all this stuff only makes me more valuable because I'll have a cooler story than somebody who just did 4 years of this job rather than two, and then did two years of things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one argument. The secondary argument was, for me, I was young at the time. I was like, this is extremely hard to do. If you say, because I used to always tell people, like, yeah, and I'd like to own my own business someday. Like, it's almost like you, like, tag it on to, like, what's your, what do you do now? And I'd like to. And so I thought to myself, if it's this hard now, when I have no kids, I have no wife, I have no stakes, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to do later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I have to do it now.
Do you think Michael Jordan was just interested in winning championships? You think Kobe Bryant was just interested in basketball? You think Jeff Bezos was just interested in shipping packages? You think Elon Musk is just interested in whatever the hell he's interested in today? Those individuals are obsessed. They are obsessed. In order to be the best, in order to reach that next level, you can no longer be interested. Interested is a hobby. You can be interested in many things. Oh, I'm interested in reading. I'm interested in gardening. I'm interested in cars. You can fall in and out of your interest. But your obsession stays with you all the time. You have to become obsessed.
I'm alone and look at me. There's nobody around me. Nobody likes me, man. It is what it is. Sometimes in life, people are not going to be around you to motivate you. They're not going to be around you to push you, to celebrate you, to applaud you. You got to do it on your own. That's what I'm doing right now.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else does. You just do it daily. You're not. Yeah, we do. You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra. That's it. You. That's what makes you, separates you.
People's thing that we all have, everyone has, not just me, I mean, everybody that does anything has. And it's like this voice in your head that wants you to do nothing. This voice in your head, you have to decide that you are a professional. This is what a professional does. A professional goes to work and they give in to the muse. Okay, the concept of the muse. You settle in and receive creativity almost like as a divine gift from this magical entity, the muse. Now, whether or not it's real is not important. What's important is if you treat it as if it's real, it does work.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen?
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life. But you're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
Whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible. And then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. Relentless pursuit, day in and day out. That's what it takes. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. It's a slow process. A little slip here, a little setback over there.
If you talk about work-life balance as a 22-year-old man, you're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing. This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. Yeah. I have God, but alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything. So this is where I started to develop an indestructible mental toolbox.
Okay.
I'd rather go too far than not far enough. The only reward that you get from taking it easy is the fact that in the moment, It's easier.
I asked a cameraman up there. I'm like, hey, I said, how did Goggins look? And he's like, well, he had his shirt off and it was cold rain. He's had his shirt off and he was saying, they don't know me. I'm like, who is he? He's like, they don't know me, son. And saying all this stuff. I said, who is he saying that to? And he's like, there's nobody up here.
If you give your all every day, your gifts will make room for you.
Do you view this season as a failure?
Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, provide a house for them, or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sport is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship.
Next day, I'm very capable and I learn that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Life continue. Past is past. It never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you know, you don't know that what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yeah,
sure. I don't know. You don't know. So live the present. Work because you have more to show. Mm. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that. You understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work. Constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life. You have to be yourself. Doesn't matter if the people like or not. You think I'm going to change now? Our Cristiano self is always, I'm going to change now.
Comparison is the deadliest thing we can do to ourselves because we will always come up short.
And right.
All it does is exaggerate all of our insecurities. It's okay to enjoy other people's success, but you let them live their lives and you live your life.
That's why Liberty will probably never remember your name, because your greatness and excellence is predicated upon, if I get an easy task, I'm going to be great and I'm going to give everything I got to it. But when it's adversity and opposition present or a challenge present, you pipe down and you don't want to go for it. And so when he showed up to the battle, he annihilated my man in 30 seconds.
You are one decision away from changing your life. And you have to accept that. You're one new meeting, one new relationship, one new contact, one new action, one new decision away from shifting your life from where it is right now to a totally different place. So what's the decision? You already know. I could go backstage now. There's something you've been hesitating on. There's a contact you need to make, isn't there? There's a job you need to quit. There's a relationship you need to engage in. Maybe there's a relationship you need to leave. I don't know what it is, but I know there's a decision that you need to make to take you to the next level, just like I know that's true for me. Because decisions shape our destiny when they're backed up by some massive ass action. So those of you guys in this room with a dream to do something great with your life, and you're kind of average and ordinary, maybe you're not the smartest dude in the world or the biggest dude in the world, but you want to do something great with your life, maybe I can be an example of that. Because I know what it's like not to feel great about what you're doing, to doubt whether you're doing this. And I just got to tell you something. I'm an example. This stuff pays off.
You're racing against no one but yourself. When you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. This race is you against you, man. Worry about yourself. Worry about what you're doing and worry about where you're going and only where you're going to be your best self.
Pressure changes everything. Pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they focus. Others fold. Can you summon your talent and will? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you sleep at night?
Confidence and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you have to consider that you're choosing to be afraid.
Believe in yourself. Believe that you're better than everyone else. You know what I mean? I was always looking at fights or looking at anything. Obviously, I can do this. I'm as good as that. Be confident and be humble. Train hard. That's it. Just
don't ever sell out for the temporary reward of what the opportunity is today. Believe in the bigger picture. Believe that all these things are just moments building the wave for the big moment to come. Always plant the seeds of hard work and integrity and honor. today, and then every day you water them and nourish them, believe in them, and one day that will sprout a flower of which, when you're dead and gone, people will still remember.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again.
If you ever get to a stage where you're saying, you're looking at something and saying, nah, that doesn't work, that's, my way is better. That's the wrong way of thinking. You want to learn absolutely everything, you want to absorb everything, and you want to be perfect, you know, you're looking for perfection. And you're looking to be able to move every way. And, that's what I'm looking for anyway, you know?
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? What would they be just... It's obvious! Leave the job! Leave the... get like, it's your brother. It's the killer's hiding in the cupboard, whatever it might be. What would the audience watching the movie of your life be screaming at the screen telling you to do?
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. In the final analysis, your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
Yes.
Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something, and that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
Know what your intent as the commander of your life. Know what your intent is, and then fight with everything you've got to win.
Toughness is not about how many push-ups you can do, or what you can bench press, or how far you can run. Toughness is in the mind, and your body can be the most perfect, the most conditioned specimen, but if you don't have a tough mind, if you don't have a toughness of the mind, if you don't have a tough will, you're not tough.
But I'm gonna try my best to stay consistent.
Yes.
Because I believe when I'm consistent, I can build on consistency, not just in my life, but in several areas and aspects of my life that are tied to different people. And so I believe in the power of consistency, not saying that one has to just stay going at whatever it is that they're doing, because you might need a break and it's all good. But just speaking to me and my purpose and how I operate, I believe in staying consistent and sometimes just changing my aim and my focus and altering it on certain days when different situations and circumstances pop up.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto. at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.